My name is Peter Warren. Some of you know me, some of you don't, but I was asked to just share something about what the Lord's been doing in my life. I had the chance to took a job to go to China to teach English for about 3 semesters, and Brother Ed was talking about prayer. I'd like to just mention some of the things the Lord did, and maybe you can keep some of these people, some of these contacts in prayer. But first I'd like to read a few verses from Luke, starting in Luke. We'll probably just go 5 through 9 or something. Luke chapter 8, verse 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down. And the fowls of the air devoured it, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit and 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And then after that, everyone knows, he goes and explains, you know, that the seed is actually the word of God in people's hearts. And so I have been blessed to have the chance, when I was working in China, to meet university students, and they came to my my apartment, and the Lord just opened the doors for us to start Bible studies. And so I had about 8 kids I was able to share with, and the Lord, it was a blessing to me in several ways. But just to be short, the short side of the story, I guess, is that, you know, when you are able to find someone that's never seen a Bible and give them a Bible, and they don't believe in God, they receive the Bible and they come to your house and you're able to talk to them about Jesus. We started in Genesis and went kind of all the way through, just hitting the high points over, I think it was 3 semesters with some of these kids. And there are kids that came and left, and but I was really blessed to see the Lord at least bring one girl that came to me and said, "Yeah, I believe I received the Lord." And there's others that I think were, the seed went into their hearts, and I believe the Lord's going to bring about salvation. But just to see, I mean, a lot of times, I guess in other places, you're sowing, you're kind of part of a process of, so you might say, "Well, I'm a Christian," and then they say, "Oh, really? What does it mean to be a Christian?" You might share with them, so maybe the Lord is able to sow seed through you. But I was just blessed to see the Lord bring at least one person from the process of being completely atheist to believing and receiving Jesus as her Savior. And so I went with some students, and this girl, we went out to get something to eat after we had a study at my apartment, and we were walking along, and she told me, "Yeah, I received the Lord. I believe I'm a Christian." And I was kind of, I'm not a very emotional person, but so when she told me that, I felt, wow, I should be feeling really, I was almost kind of surprised that, like, "Oh, really? Wow, that's great." And it is great, but at the same time, I was almost kind of thinking, you know, is that really possible? Because I know, the mindset of a person. I mean, if I were an atheist, and someone was telling me what I was telling them, I feel it would be very hard for me to swallow it, because, you know, from their perspective, the story that we're telling is very, is wild in some ways. And so I was, when I saw that, you know, this, at least one of them, and others of the students said, "Yeah, I believe in God. Now that I believe in God, or now that I have been reading my Bible," or something like that. So other students have said other things, but at least the Lord was able to, you know, bless me and giving me a part in sharing with some of them, and seeing at least one of them come from, "Oh, this is a Bible," to, "Oh, I'm a Christian." And so I praise the Lord for that, and I just ask that you lift up China, and the Lord's doing great things over there. And so The doors are open to go and to minister to college students, and I think that's probably where a lot of foreigners are able to have an impact because of the language barrier. So you can go for a while and you can meet people that can have a high enough level of English to understand you and be able to sow seed in their lives. So if there's any questions anyone has about China or something, I mean, I don't know if we can take them now or just come, you know, find me somewhere in the conference and maybe I can share with you about that. So thanks.